Now listen to those announcements and recordings again, this time spoken more slowly. After each one, you'll hear a question in English with two possible times. All you have to do is say which time is correct.
Par exemple,
there's a bus.
Un bus.
For the town centre.
Pour le centre-ville.
Every day.
Tous les jours.
At.
Il y a un bus pour le centre-ville tous les jours à 10h14.
Is there a bus at 4 minutes to 10 or 10:14?
In the pause, give your answer in English. You'll then hear the answer first in English and then in French, like this.
There's a bus at 10:14, 14 minutes past 10.
Il y a un bus à 10h14.
Nous commençons?
Nous commençons tout de suite.
There's a bus for the town centre every day at...
Il y a un bus pour le centre-ville tous les jours à 10h14.
Is there a bus at 4 minutes to 10 or 10:14? There's a bus at 10:14, 14 minutes past 10.
Oui, il y a un bus à 10h14 tous les jours.
In this road traffic announcement on the radio, it's nearly...
Il est presque...
It's nearly...
Bonjour, il est presque 8 heures moins le quart et la circulation en ce moment est plutôt dense sur Paris.
Is it nearly 7:45 or nearly 7:15? It's nearly 7:45.
Oui, il est presque 8 heures moins le quart.
In this train timetable phone recording about the 7:20 TGV, the train arrives...
Le train arrive...
At...
Le train de 7h20 est un TGV. Il arrive à 10h30. Le deuxième arrive à 11h50.
Does the TGV, which leaves at 7:20, arrive at 10:30 or 11:50? The train arrives at 10:30.
Oui, le train de 7h20 arrive à 10h30.